Now, how the where to begin with this, right? I did send out a few agendas, I know. And I want to welcome everybody. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Wally. Hi, Egberto.
Hi, everybody.
Hello to you, actually. So, all right. So essentially, we've called the meeting to order. And I changed the agenda because we do have guests and we do want to talk about this program we want to have about Jamil El-Amin and political prisoners. But tonight we'll primarily talk about Jamil El-Amin. So Jim, help with this. You have your hand up.
Well, I just wanted to thank Wendell for beginning to enlighten us about the complicated story about politics in Mississippi, which is absolutely essential for Americans to understand. Thank you so much, Wendell. I think we got to get into it in greater depth and greater analysis, because it really was extremely useful to begin to hear some of your comments about Jackson, Mississippi. I haven't been through Jackson, Mississippi since the early 1960s, driving down to Texas with my dad. It's really interesting to hear you, and thank you so much for beginning to shed some light on what the hell's going on down there with the water supply in Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for allowing me to sit in. I appreciate tremendously the effort that you're putting forward to help my bosom buddy, dear friend, Jamil El-Amin, better known to me as H. Ralph Brown. But we did work in SNCC together in the establishment of the Lowndes County political organization, that uses the symbol, the Black Panther. We didn't have the Black Panther Party here. We had the Black Panther was our symbol. All of Alabama requires, all of the political parties in Alabama requires that you have a symbol. Alabama has never used the Democratic donkey. We use the white supremacy rooster. So, that's really how the Black Panther came to be, the symbol here that, Stokely Carmichael, whom you know, and H. Ralph Brown, both of them were, H. Ralph Brown followed Carmichael as chairman of Alabama SNCC before moving on to be chair of the whole organization. So just thank you for allowing me to sit in, and again, I appreciate the effort that you're putting forward here.
Thanks, Wendell. So I see Rachel has her hand up. Rachel, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Wendell if I know that Reverend Barber has been involved in the water situation there. There was a webinar he did about, I think it was last weekend. So I saw it, and you know, they interviewed the mayor, I believe, and a very famous, television, personality. I don't remember his name, but he's from down there. And, they just gave all this information about the water situation. And, you know, for a long, long time, BAI itself has been involved in the issue of the privatization of water. And this is brought to our attention about 15 years ago. And, they recently had a horrible hurricane in Puerto Rico, and LUMA, the company that basically owns that territory, as it were, all the water is powered by LUMA. So today is the ninth day after the hurricane struck, and only about one third of the people in Puerto Rico have electricity, and therefore about only a third have water. And in New York City, 3 weeks ago, some of the people who live in New York City housing projects, down in Lower East Side of Manhattan, they found arsenic in their drinking water.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
So, I'm getting ready to produce a radio program in BAI about that specific issue of the arsenic, in the water in Manhattan. But it's a national problem, because I still don't think they fix the water in Flint, Michigan.
No.
Rachel, we're gonna start working on this political prisoner meeting. I'm sorry. I'd love to hear more about
that. That's okay.
We did meet with Reverend Barber on Monday. We had the kind of a demonstration yesterday afternoon And I was in that press conference that you're speaking of, that took place earlier in the day. So we're kind of watching stuff to do what we can to get a coordinated, collaborated effort, really a public-private collaborative is what is needed to help to resolve this issue.
Sorry, you all. I'm going to interrupt here so we could start. I want to also introduce. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks, Wendell. All right. So Arun Kunani, would you just introduce yourself quickly?
Hi everyone. Thanks for having me on this call. I'm based in Syracuse in New York State, and I am working on a biography of H.R.A.P. Brown, Jameel Alameen. Hi, Wendell. We spent some time together in July when I was in Mississippi.
Okay.
And so I've been doing that project for a few years. I met with Jameel Alameen in the federal prison in Tucson last August and spent a couple of days interviewing him there. I think probably looking at the book coming out. Let me say I'm hoping to finish the book at some point next year.
When did you say you would finish it, Arun?
I'm hoping that I'll finish the manuscript at some point next year. I know that's pretty vague, but that's the way it goes with these kind of things. And so then, you know, then there's the process around the book's publisher getting it out into people's hands. But I've done all the interviews and the archive work, I think. So it's now just sitting down and writing it up.
Wonderful. So, all right. So we want to, the board did approve us doing something on Jameel. So Jim, I'm going to ask you to chime in here. We've had some discussion about this and you're getting your ideas and what you think we should do. I'm going to ask you to do that.
We have Egberto here. We have Wally here. We have Otis here. We have Rachel here. We have got a lot of people here. I've also chimed in to, see where Berthold is. He said he would join us. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I discussed this earlier today with Arun. I know we're approaching October 4th. So Arun may want to share some of the ideas we had, because the key thing is if we don't get a full-blown thing on the 4th, maybe a little peck at the issue, the key thing is to do a good job, a bang-up job down the road. To really bring attention to these issues of political prisoners in the United States, of course, doing a more thorough job on Jameel's case. Susan Goodwin isn't here today, but those of us who have done and produced radio and television for many years, my objective would be to do something that would knock it out of the ballpark. That's my thought. And, you know, really do a good job on this kind of stuff. And so, Arun, why don't you chime in here? You were talking earlier about this issue earlier with us, so why don't you share it with everybody here? Thank you.
Yeah, no, you know, the thing that I feel is that, you know, we've been starved of coverage of this issue. There's not been barely anything in the media about his story for a long time. And he's been forgotten. And, you know, there's Heather doing stuff on her program locally in Atlanta, but in terms of the rest of the United States and beyond that, there's very little. So I really appreciate the opportunity here that we have with Pacifica, and I want to make sure we do a good job, and do it justice. I know the original idea was to hook it to his birthday on October the 4th, which is, you know, a few days away, but my thought was, rather than trying to rush it to get something out on that exact day, let's maybe allow ourselves the time to do it as best we can without that clock ticking so quickly, and also that might enable us to build up support from the campaign groups and the various organizations that might be interested in this to kind of raise the profile of whatever goes out. If we have a little more time. I'm not sure the October the 4th hook was necessarily the, you know, the thing that we should overly attach ourselves to. He's going to be, I think, Jim, I think I said that, he was 74 on Tuesday. I did my maths right. I think he's 79 on next Tuesday on October 4th.
Right.
But yeah, that was my only thought on that.
Okay. And I'm just noticing here, Rachel points out that BAI is going to be off the air for technical reasons, from the 3rd to the 7th in these time slots. So, that eliminates BAI. But, I was curious to hear what Egberto, Wally, Otis, Grace, or Rachel had to say about this issue. Cause we did get a mandate from the national board on it.
Grace, where are you on this? You're muted. Okay. You're still muted.
Oh, there you go. Here I am.
Good.
I don't know. Did anyone reach out, for guests for their shows, their programs? We have so many hosts that I'm sure would be interested in an interview, from any or all of the people who, attended our last meeting. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if that outreach we did has borne any fruit. Does anyone know?
Well, so fruit in what sort of way? About reaching out as far as Jamila Elamina is concerned, or just political prisoners?
Well, we put it, yeah. The first thing would be, from my perspective, to have various hosts interview people from this movement to free political prisoners or shed light on political prisoners. So we have a whole kind of Rolodex of possible guests, but it's a matter of engaging with the hosts and pushing them to give them interviews.
So here's
independently of a show, I think.
Here's the thing. Forgive me for interrupting. Here's the thing. We had a lot of wonderful people attending that event, and they're all very interested in what we're going to do. So what the board said wisely or determined, and Jim helped me with this as well, was that, okay, so we talked about having a special show perhaps on Jamil El-Amin on his birthday, but then later on in the month, around the end of the month, to have more of a program about political prisoners generally in the United States, right? So that's where I like the idea. I think all the people were very interested and appreciative of what we were doing. We could reach out to so many of those folks for interviews, right? We could do that. What do you think, Jim, about that and others? I think it's a good idea.
I'll let others chime in. Okay. Molly or Otis or Egberto.
Or Rachel too. So,
Rachel.
Egberto, any ideas along that line? You were not at our meeting though, were you?
I wasn't at the meeting. That's why I'm doing most of listening right now.
Okay. We had a lot of individuals who played a leading role in political prisoners here in the United States with various groups. It was just a wonderful meeting. So I did send out that link if you get a chance to listen to it, Egberto. But Grace, what do you think? I mean, you've already, I guess, mentioned that to a degree, but do you think we could get in touch with folks? I mean, I know they'd be interested in doing interviews. We could do that later in the month. We could send names and topics that could then spread around the Pacifica network and also the affiliates as well. So what do you think? Any other comments, please? I know this is not easy to organize, I guess. Ideas?
Again, let's hear what other people have to say before.
I know, exactly. Wally James. Do you have some ideas? No? Oh, go ahead. No, he's not unmuting. Could you unmute?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to step out of the room for a minute.
No problem.
What were you talking about?
We're talking about doing well, okay, so the challenge that we faced is that we were originally talking about wanting to do a show on October the 4th, right, which is Jamil El-Amin's birthday,
mm-hmm.
Focus on Jamil El-Amin. But we really don't have that much time to organize that we could still do something, encourage people to do something about Jamil. We could do a little bit along that line. We'll have to determine what that would be. But we did have this meeting with a lot of folks on the 21st of September. We had a meeting with organizers across the country who are working with, working on political prisoner issues. And they are a part of political prisoner organizations, right? So they're, I know all of them would be interested in promoting their work and getting information about a whole slew of political prisoners that they work with. We're just trying to decide, Wally, how we can organize this. This could be later in the month, and the board approved us doing this as well, I need to tell you. So we just need to organize it, which is the challenge. We need to come up with some kind of concrete ideas on what we want to do. So how do you want to respond to that, Wally?
I haven't been feeling very well today, and I wanted to be a part of the meeting, but I'm afraid that I really don't have much to say at this time.
Okay.
All right. All right, let me jump in here before you go to Rachel. All right, part of what we were trying to do is do some of us who were involved on the Strategic Planning Committee, we initiated a fundraiser back in the summer to help the archives. And we organized a meeting where we had all the GMs, all the PDs come. And so it looks like we're going to have to do the same thing with this. We're going to have to, return to the issue of light fundraising, because we were going to talk about, putting an imprint on this where the money could go to handle the outstanding payables, which we know are over, what, 850,000, so whatever you raise that day is not going to be the palliative, but it'll be a little trickle that'll help. And to get the ball rolling on doing other national specials, for example, we had talked about doing something on Roe v. Wade. The foundation, frankly, should have done a national program on Roe v. Wade. I think there was a collaboration between VAI and PFW, but we should have had buy-in and cooperation from all the different stations going back after the decision was overturned. Obviously, KPFT was out of action. They're in action now. That's great to see. But that's what I'm thinking of to sort of next step is to gather all these folks together because we now have the authorization from the board to do this. And we want to implement it now and sort of take it as a way to sort of start the ball rolling and start to do national shows and get people doing it collaboratively around the country.
Exactly. Grace, this would fit into your ideas also, wouldn't it, about national programs, national news, somewhat to a degree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would, yeah. So, Rachel, is your hand up? You want to make a comment?
There are at least two programs that I know of on BAI that do one, they discuss political prisoners, and they would, I'm sure, be very interested in participating in this, and contacting people who know political prisoners, and they might even be able to contact directly political prisoners who are inside. So what I will do is I will email them and let them know that this is being planned. And it might be a useful thing since BAI hardly uses archives, and that's really a shame because there are some really good archives in that archive. If producers who are going to participate in this programming could pull out archival pieces and connect it to the programming that they're doing with people who are, either on the air in some fashion. Because I think basically in general a lot more on BAI needs to be connected from the archival or the past to the very present. Because some of the same stuff that went on back in the day is still going on today. And that's because we have capitalism in this country, but that's another Zoom. So, the producers who, want to get involved in producing this should, I will let them know that they should pull out archival material because, young people need to know that history and they're not getting taught it in any kind of school they go to. I'm done.
Okay, yeah, they're certainly not getting taught. So, still, Heather, go ahead, Jim. Yes, go ahead.
Rachel, which shows are you referring to? Are you referring to Betty and Ralph, or who else?
I'm referring to What's Happening, which is the actual program title, and On the Count. And there are other programmers or producers, whatever word you want to use, that would also get involved in this because, I mean, those two programs do specifically related, sometimes they do related things to political prisoners. But there are many other producers on BAI who would pick this up because they cover everything. So there are a few other producers I know that would probably pick this up.
All right. It's
wonderful. I just want you all to know that next, I think it's going to be on actually October the 4th, that I'm going to be doing an interview with Wendell on the affiliate Sprout show, actually. So we'll be doing that. But still, what are we going to do? I'm still not sure what exactly we're going to do on October the 4th. I don't think we really have a concrete idea except not to have, an extensive something on October. But what do we do?
Okay, can I comment about this? We have to get buy-in immediately from the GMs and PDs, one way or the other. I just reached out to the people in New York, and we don't see Bertolt here yet. Maybe he'll join us, maybe he won't. But we have to get them to agree to do something on the 4th at some time slot. I'm sure that could be arranged. Let's just see. And then,
about Jamil or about political prisoners or what?
About Jamil.
Okay. All right.
And then remember, we were making a distinction between social prisoners and political prisoners. I think Lawrence Reyes raised that as a very interesting point to discuss. And the issue that, Susan raised was, and we're talking now about Susan Goodwin, who was on NPR for 20 years. She did a show with Neil Conant, who was a producer at WBI who went on to NPR when it was founded in the early 70s. And the issue she raised was the whole structure of doing national shows as a separate kind of phenomena. Like, how do we take shows and do a good job on them nationally and produce them as producers, not something, you know, ad hoc? Because it's one thing to get people who are good at using talking heads in terms of their production. Another thing to actually put together an ensemble piece that has actualities along the lines of what we were talking about earlier with Arun, segments, produce segments and intersperse it with, discussions with Arun and Wally and other folks that we have contacted on this issue. Because we know that the last time we talked about this, right there, we had the power of probably, I'd say, at least two-hour shows. And the other thing we talked about was the need to have shows as call-ins. You know, we wanted to have the ability to have listeners call and ask questions, comment. I'd say at least 20 to 30% of the time should be devoted to that. And plus have a soft touch to raise money. So that's another aspect of doing this. But anyway, let me hear what other people have to say.
Okay, Grace, what about your station? What do you think? Am I possible to do something there?
I think a bridge might be just to have individual programmers interview some of these folks who would like to be interviewed. And then that might be a way to introduce those programmers into getting involved with a national show. And the programmers obviously have the capacity to do interviews and to edit and production and all that. So I also think maybe it would be a good idea to get COVID, Race, and Democracy involved because they already have, I don't know what day of the week that 1 hour show is aired at the different stations, but they already have permission from at least 4 stations to have their show aired. And if we can get, cooperation and have a couple of interviews on that show, hopefully on the 4th, that would at least make us have a start, give us a start. And maybe instead of having a separate show for this subject, we might want to just simply expand COVID race and democracy and add some energy to that project. But this, I think this would, that this would really fit in very well with that show.
Well, thanks so much for saying that, Grace. I need to say that I was wondering whether or not I should have invited Polina, because she did come to our meeting that we had with all the folks working with political prisoners. And she wanted the recording because she was intrigued with what we did. So I think she'd be very interested in doing that.
Well, absolutely. I think that that's the start, because there you have, if you have two interviews, put on a one COVID race and democracy show, they already have an hour at I think a week at all four, at four stations at least.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That would get us ramped up, and then we might want to expand out from there.
Yeah, wonderful. So Wendell, you and Arun would be interested in being interviewed, right?
Yeah, happy to help in whatever way.
Right. Let me go to Jim. He has his hand up. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, another thing that comes to mind is we should bring Ursula into this, the affiliate director.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be interesting to get Wendell and Arun and some of the other folks there on one of her Thursday afternoon meetings at 4.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And sell the affiliates, because we're talking about not just 5 stations, we're talking about 200 stations.
Exactly.
And actually have a, you know, structured, like, boom, 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 10 minutes. I know everybody here is pretty verbal, so we just got to control our mouths. But line it up with three or four or five people just going in a short burst of, like, you know, pithy, and essentially conveying the myriad complexities of this issue and why it's so important nowadays to deal with it as Americans. And I think that that would be very profound to have the affiliates get that direct input from these folks. Another, because again, we could buy in, certainly Ursula with the addition of AudioPort. What she can do is then take some product and then offer it throughout the whole United States to 200 stations. And then, you know, with what Arun was talking about, this whole issue is filled with all sorts of rich stuff. I mean, you know, we just get with Jamil or along the lines of what Rachel was talking about with some of the people here in New York. You know, I'd like to get together with Susan and talk about, you know, separately, cause Susan was essentially talking about, you know, as I say, a CBS reports type function. It was something that would be, you know, doing serious documentary and production work with high qualities of production, for the network. And there are people into that. Egberto, for example, he does stuff every day politically. Wally, who is Wally still on the phone? He just bailed out here.
No, he's not feeling well.
Okay. So. Well, you know, and there's other people, you know, who were on that phone call who were actually, as you know, quite inspired. I think Wally was on that phone call. Were you not, Wally, that first call?
I think so.
Yeah, Wally was there. Arun just is joining us this time, but there's all sorts of ways we can take this and, operationalize it into other subject areas. Plus, you know, really sitting there and laying out, with the help of these folks, this whole question of how to approach this issue on political prisoners, as opposed to social prisoners, a whole different subject,
Exactly.
Interrelated, exactly. But a whole different subject.
Okay, Grace has her hand up. Grace, go ahead.
The last week we had the following guests, Amit Gupta, Jihad Abdul-Mateen, Lakeem Winborn-Bey, Paulette Dotel, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing these names, Lena Al-Aryan, Anne Lamb. And I had them, and I think we should do the same now, put their contact information and their availability, if they wish to be interviewed, in the chat. And I just took, that's what they did last week, and I put it into an email and sent it out to a lot of different producers in Pacifica, who I don't know if they picked up on it or not, because this gives the producers the ability to contact whatever guests they wish to interview directly. So if you can put your contact information and your availability, you know, like if you prefer to be interviewed or called in the morning or afternoon or whatever, in the chat, I can edit this email that I sent out before and send it out again. with your names and contact information in it. Does that make sense? And also, Ursula was on the call last week.
Oh, I did. I didn't invite her to the call this week. I didn't invite everybody. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She was on. So she's very well aware of this whole project.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think she would absolutely cooperate. And that would be very good because that's the key to getting things out to the affiliate network, putting things on audio port. But I think that in the short run, the best thing to do is work through COVID Race and Democracy. Unless somebody else has a volunteer who's willing to put in a lot of time and energy editing and coordinating.
Well, thanks for that, Grace. So, Jim, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
Let Rachel go ahead of me.
Yeah, go ahead, Rachel.
I know Ann Lamb. She runs the Jericho Movement. And if you want, I can contact her and let her know about this because she'd be great. You know, she has all this information. She knows people. So, should I contact her to see if she's interested in getting involved in this? Oh, Heather's on mute.
Sounds good to me, Rachel.
Ann is already, Ann Lamb was on the list. She was in the meeting last week.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad. Okay.
No, sorry. It's okay. You can certainly reach out to her. But the thing, Heather, can I speak for a minute?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Rachel and Jim.
Oh, I guess we lost Arun. Go ahead.
Okay. Rachel and Jim, Otis, Egberto, if you can reach out to individual programmers who you think would be interested in interviewing any of these people, sometimes it's necessary to, you know, be persistent and reach out to them as individuals by calling them or texting them, whatever works.
So,
you know,
so
you remember, Grace, I don't know if you all way long time ago, 30 years ago or something, there was a little training for, organizers, and the training was, practice being 2 years old. And that is never take no for an answer. Keep repeating your request over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until you get what you want, like a 2-year-old. No, I want ice cream, whatever. So it takes a bit of persistence and nagging and being, just not giving up, to get these things done. I think that, however, if we can get a bunch of interviews by programmers who already have shows and probably need guests, it would be good. And, Jim, you have the contact. I can contact a few. Otis can. Rachel, you can. Egberto. And certainly, Heather, you can contact, Ursula and see what she thinks about it.
Exactly. So, Jim, your hand is up.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll deal with the people in the management side here in New York. You know, I think that the ideas that Rachel has about the different people, like, you know, that's fine, great. Let's go ahead and attempt to implement. I'm staying out of it as a producer at this point. I'd rather let others do it who are more attuned to this issue than me. You know, we can, you know, if push comes to shove, you know, we can, I'll call Susan up. I'll call Susan up myself and talk to her about this. Because remember, what we want to do is we want to start setting the capability to not only deal with this kind of issue in a sophisticated way, but Roe v. Wade, global warming. And I should add that on Friday, we're going to have that discussion about, how to deal with the midterms. And at this point, since the midterms are what, 6 weeks off, we're going to turn it into more a decision 2024 issue. So we're going to be dealing with the whole issue of national and, state and local politics in the United States, in all their complexity. So the kind of stuff, for example, that Wendell was talking about earlier that has to do with Jackson, Mississippi, and all that, I mean, that right there falls into that kind of category. At the same time, the political prisoner angle, which is frankly a something I think that this network is the only network willing to do this kind of work in any kind of detailed way, that we can integrate too. And so so let's just see how we move on this. I just don't want to sort of be spinning our wheels endlessly. I just got to get to the decision makers and sort of get them on board and then get this implemented and do that as fast as possible with great rapidity, you know. And that's my objective, at least in the short term, the next few days this week.
I'd like to hear from Egberto as well. Egberto? Is he there? Could you unmute? Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out what, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm simply trying to figure out what is the ultimate,
what is the big picture that we want to see? And the reason I didn't come out and ask it is since I wasn't at the meeting, I didn't want to bother anybody with saying, you know, find that out. I've done it on my own, but I kind of want to know what is the ultimate goal that we have with this? What do we want to see it as? What's the manifestation? Is it going to be one program or is it going to be a series or what are we doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what we're talking about, Egberto, is to, yes, to make it a series, to make it a long-term commitment to deal with this. And then we're also talking about, how do we reform and rebrand ourselves in general? How do we, create new sound in different ways, that will attract and compel people in the metro markets we're in? Obviously not everybody's going to want to listen to about shows about political prisoners. Okay. We know that. However, we do know that our base is very motivated to listen to this. And that's literally tens of thousands of people throughout the United States. So, I think what we're trying to experiment with is how to create new sounds altogether. You know, create new forms of doing audio production in general. And be creative and use the kind of things that you're familiar with in terms of your use of digital techniques and methods, i.e. podcasts, etc. Because last time we were doing this last week, we were talking with folks and they were talking about how they actually had experimented with trying to do podcasts. And because they lacked the technical ability to do that, they got sort of roadblocked. And so one thing that came into mind was because we still have the ability to apply for grants, et cetera, was, you know what, and I said this to Julie Hewitt today, the chair of the board, I said, look, you know, here's a perfect opportunity for us to apply for grants to train people to do podcasting. And we have a capability with the network to do that. We have the people in Berkeley at Frank Sterling. We have people who are trained to do that. We can bring in people from around the country. I have a feeling we could get people that we don't even think we could get. For example, I'm thinking of the person who actually invented the term podcast. And that is a producer who does and did one of the best shows ever on National Public Radio. And when he was at an event at Columbia University about several years ago, I mentioned this to him. I said, you know, like, why don't we set up programs where we can actually train average people to do this? And then, of course, the issue of doing stuff that's oriented to the incarcerated, to do something oriented to political prisoners, to teach people how to use these skills. He was turned on to that big time. And this is, his name slips me, but it'll come to me in my, you know, my old, fogey brain here. But he was really motivated by this to do this. And, you know, there's somebody who is actually the guy who invented the term podcast. And so I think that there's all sorts of ways to skin a cat, and it can be used as a new opportunity for us to break out and do stuff. What you guys are doing in Texas right now, frankly, we should use the fact that you guys are on the air to rebrand the whole damn system as far as I'm concerned.
Anyway, I'm going to jump in here for a second because I know our time is going. And Wendell, I know you were not here to, you know, you didn't get on to have to listen to all this stuff that we're trying to talk about regarding Pacifica organizing and stuff. But first of all, I want to thank you so much, Wendell, for being on this evening. And so you're up for doing interviews. I know you are, right?
Yes, I am. And I appreciate this university education that I'm getting. Oh, this is dumb.
I would not glorify it with that, man.
So, I mean, we're not going to stay on that much longer, Wendell, if you want to stay on, but you are up for doing interviews. So I, mm-hmm. you know, we'll be in touch with you. Okay. I know a lot of us will actually. So, but stay on if you want. We're going to get off relatively soon.
Well, my goodness, I don't see a chat. I was going to put my,
Oh, well, I'll send information out.
Okay, you get it.
Grace asked for that, but okay. I will definitely do
all
that.
All right. No well, thank you all. I certainly appreciate it, y'all.
Thank
Carry
you.
Carry on.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
All right.
So, Egberto, would it be possible to get programs, you think, in Texas? What do you think?
I mean, no doubt. What I was trying to get is, what is it that we want out of this? Is this going to be, is this just, are we just saying that this is a subject that we want to cover? And if we have hosts that want to cover that subject, you feed us different people that make potential interviews that then we put up on AudioPort and can share around. You know, I'm just trying to get a gist of it. And if that's the case, that sounds great. I mean, the more we have to offer the folks as far as different things. Now, rest assured, something Jim said before, yeah, this is not a subject that is going to acquire a whole lot of, for the audience that we're trying to bring in, new audience that we're trying to bring in, this is more something to give people a reason that, in my opinion, a reason to stay with us. Those, the older folks that are already with us, this give them new content to stick around. So I mean, it's a good way to keep those that we already have to have a purpose. We're bringing them new stories, new things that they probably didn't know about. And later on, we still need to upgrade to other subjects that really are touching other people. But yeah, I am for this. If we have things for interview, I'm absolutely sure there are people who, I mean, I would, the person that was here before, I want to hear some of this history, and I can make segments out of hearing part of this history. The history that I don't know.
All right, wonderful. I just want to mention Rachel, I know, has to get off, and I guess probably we all will.
I do too.
Okay.